Dear me, put that in my washing machine. See the clothes come out so clean. When I does my wash, I sing. D-U-Z does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. I know from the thousands of letters I've received that there's many a lady standing by her washing machine these days who's gaily singing this little song.
Put does in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
And I'd like to point out that you can also sing the Does song as you stand beside your dishpan. Show them what I mean, Audrey.
Okay, Mr. C. Put does in my dishpan, too. D-U-Z does everything.
That's right. This amazing does goes all the way for dishes, too. From fast action on greasy pans to wonderful care for hands.
Sounds almost like two soaps in one, doesn't it?
Yes, but it's just the one and only Does. It's made richer, made finer than any of those strong granulated soaps. And does that finer Does quality ever pay off?
Do you like stacks of big bouncing suds?
Then you want Does. Ounce for ounce, Does makes more suds. Real soap suds that stand up till the last dish is done.
Want to get rid of tough grease fast? Save yourself hard scouring?
Then you want Does. Does can cut tough grease in less than half a minute. Glasses sparkle, dishes shine.
Oh, don't stop there, Mr. C. Tell how Does treats hands.
Very handsomely indeed. Why, changing to Does from those strong soaps can actually improve the looks of hands, can leave them softer, lovelier. See why more families than ever are choosing Does these days? Don't delay. First chance you get Does.
Fast on pans and kinder hands. D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does invite you to listen to Road of Life. Carol Brent settled herself back in her seat with an air of pleased defiance. In spite of Jim's protests, she was going to New York on the 5:46, and this was what pleased her. It gave her an air of independence and freedom. And even though she did have some doubt as to the wisdom of her move, she refused to let that bother her. Mr. Douglas, the president of the White Orchid Cosmetic Company, had telephoned her earlier in the day and asked her to come into New York. That had been enough. Carol's sense of importance, her devotion to her career, and her growing hostility toward Jim insisted that she leave Merrimack as quickly as possible. Now, sometime after the train pulled out of the small Pennsylvania town, Carol Brent is surprised to hear a voice say,
I beg your pardon. Are my eyes playing tricks on me?
Alec Ransom.
Well, apparently not. Good. I'm delighted.
Alec Ransom, what are you doing here?
Hello, Carol. Suppose I ask you the same question. Is it a deal, Carol? If it is, I'll trade answers with you.
Well, Mr. Douglas called it. Oh, Alec, I'll move these boxes and you can sit down.
Well, fine idea. I'll help.
Here. You can put them up on top.
Okay. Here we are. All set now?
All set. Sit down.
Nice and cozy.
I'm so glad to see you, Alec. I was just beginning to get bored.
Hmm?
I've done 2 crossword puzzles and read a magazine through from cover to cover.
Oh, don't tell me you got all the words in the crossword puzzles.
All but a couple.
Well, I am impressed now. You're even smarter than I figured.
Alec, you didn't tell me what you're doing on this train.
Well, it should be obvious. I'm on my way to New York.
But how can you... Oh, what I mean is you haven't quit your job at the sanitarium, have you?
Heavens, no. Nothing as drastic as that. It seems that one of the interns, a very nice chap by the name of McKay, drove around the countryside with me during lunch hour.
And?
He points out absolutely charming old estate, not far from the sanitarium.
You aren't considering buying a whole house, are you, Alec?
Oh, I'm not considering buying it, but I'm a pretty good salesman.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so I've decided to try and talk my uncle into buying it.
Mm-hmm. And where do you come into this?
Just where you suspect I come in. I can make myself comfortable in one of the wings and bother no one.
Oh, Alec, you really get some fabulous ideas. Who's going to furnish the house?
Well, it's furnished already, and in the best of taste, too. What do you think?
It sounds like an ideal arrangement if it goes through.
Well, that's why I'm making the trip. Now, what about you?
Well, your uncle called me today and told me that it was very important that I come to New York at once.
Really? What's up?
As far as I know, it has to do with a new merchandising idea of mine that Mr. Douglas likes very much.
Uh-huh.
That and something he didn't want to discuss over the phone.
Oh, secrets, eh?
I guess so. Why didn't I see you at the station, Alan?
Oh, I almost missed the train. I jumped on just as it was pulling out.
Oh?
And I exhausted myself, walking up and down the cars looking for you. I finally decided that you missed the train.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were surprised to see me, Alec.
Oh.
You mean you expected to find me on this train?
Oh, dear. That was a slip, wasn't it? I had no intention of telling you that.
How did you know I was supposed to be on this train?
Well, as long as the secret's out, I'll confess, Carol.
You'd better.
Well, I spoke to Uncle Martin about 5:15. I told him about the house, and he told me about your coming to New York.
Oh?
Well, when I heard that, naturally, I decided I could give Uncle Martin more particulars about the house in person.
But you have a car. Why didn't you drive?
Well, the roads are icy. At least that's my excuse. The real reason is that you're on the train.
Now, Alec, no more of what happened that night in the garage.
Why not? Think of the fun we can have tonight, Carol.
Fun? What do you mean? Our train gets in at 10:30. I'm due at Emily Fraser's 15 minutes later.
Oh, she expects you at that time?
Of course. I called her from Merrimack and told her what time I'd be in.
I got it. You didn't take the train you intended to. You took a later one. It's that simple.
Well, I don't suppose it would be any harm to tell her that.
That's the idea. Now, where'll we go tonight? Now, let's get down to business, Carol. Stork Club, El Morocco, Monte Carlo, 21.
Jim Brent's first night back home wasn't at all what he'd been counting on. After spending 2 weeks at the Army Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, studying the latest work on island fever, he returned to Merrimack only to find that in the course of an argument, Carol had ordered Butch and Francie out of the house. Then, to top matters off, Carol had insisted upon going into New York. After she'd left, Jim had ordered a tray for Bill Evans from the hospital, cooked dinner for Janie and himself, washed the dishes, put his daughter to bed, read the papers, scanned his mail, smoked his pipe, and found that it was still only 7:45. His thoughts ran about as follows. From loneliness to island fever. From island fever to work. And from work to his laboratory assistant, Maggie Lowell. After debating with himself as to whether it was fair to ask her to work after hours, he finally picked up the phone.
This is Dr. Brent. Would you connect me with Miss Lowell in the nurse's dormitory, please? Thank you. Hello, Lowell. Dr. Brent. Fine, thank you. How about yourself? Well, Lowell, if you're busy or if you don't feel like it, I want you to say no to this question. Would you mind very much doing some work on the experiment tonight? You sure? No, I can't get over to the laboratory this evening. Oh, fine. No, it's not that. It's... Well, would you mind very much working over at the house? Anytime you say, Lowell. Thanks.
Half an hour later, there was a knock at the back door.
Come in, Lowell.
Thank you, Dr. Brent.
Here, I'll take your things.
All right. I'm awfully anxious to hear the news. I waited all day, and when I didn't hear from you, I'll admit I was a little disappointed.
Well, it turned out to be quite a difficult day, Lowell. When I got home, I found out that certain things had happened, and I had to change my plans. Mrs. Brent went into New York, for one thing.
So soon after you'd come back? Oh, it must have been a very unexpected trip, Doctor.
Yes, most unexpected. Especially by me. Then there was something else that surprised me. Butch and Francie moved out of the house.
Oh?
That's why I had to ask you to come over here. There was no one to stay with Janie. Bill's an invalid. I can't leave the two of them alone together.
Of course not.
I hope you didn't mind coming here to work.
Not at all, Doctor.
Well, I hadn't exactly figured on spending my first night home working on Island Fever, but since Bill and Janie are asleep, Butch and Francie and Carol are gone, I found the house pretty empty, so I decided I might as well do something with my time instead of wasting it.
Of course.
Well, I'll get these things out of the briefcase, then we can get started. Now, these men in Florida were very nice to me, Lowell. They gave me absolutely every bit of information about Island Fever that they have. We held conference after conference. They let me examine and question 14 men in various stages of the fever.
Did they, those doctors, know that you have the fever?
No, I didn't say anything about that. I didn't want to be put in the position of a patient.
You didn't want them to seem sorry for you. I can see how you felt.
Yes, I guess you're the only one who could, Lowell.
Tell me this, Dr. Brent. Did they give you hope?
Some hope, Lowell.
Not too much.
We'll make our own hope. We'll use their information and ours. And then well, why waste time talking? Now, here's the first batch of notes, Lowell. Let's get down to business. It's now definitely proved that Island Fever can attack the muscles, the nerves, the bloodstream, the bones, the tissues.
Business, Carol. Store Club, El Morocco, Monte Carlo, 21, the Blue Angel,
the muscles, the nerves, the bloodstream, the bones, the tissues.
Quite a contrast, isn't it? Everybody's heard those words, does everything, but do you know some folks don't understand exactly what they mean? Why, a friend told me...
That does everything's a clever slogan, all right. Whoever thought it up?
Now, wait, it's not just a clever slogan. Those words grew up in family wash baskets coast to coast. They mean one soap for every single piece in your wash.
Now, Clayton, don't expect me to believe does all that. My wash covers a lot of territory. Grimy work pans, nice rayon slips, streaky towels... Pillowcases, bright house dresses.
That's just the wash does is made to do. It gives you cleaning power to drive dirt out of the grimiest work clothes and get towels pure white. Still, it's extra safe for the bright new colors you wash. Does more than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. Even makes more suds, ounce for ounce. Real soap suds, too. Well, when my friend heard all that, she said...
Say, I'd better get Does.
Wise decision. But don't wait. Does is selling faster than ever before. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life with Don McLaughlin and Marion Shockley, brought to you by Does.
D-U-Z, put Does in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does.